extras if anybody wants to.
Have extras or?
I'm sorry. I'll see you over here, that's all right. Everybody's head next gonna get stepped on.
Why don't you sit standing?
Yeah, I can put this up, put the door in front. Is that better? It's just a map to give you an idea of the relationship of buildings. For those of you who don't know, I'm Ken Flood. Tonight, I'm in capacity of Chief Operating Officer of the Columbia County Capital Resource Corporation, which was a corporation created by the County Board of Supervisors as a somewhat subsidiary yet independent agency to do some things that the Columbia County Industrial Development Agency couldn't do. And that's primarily help finance and give financial benefits to not-for-profits, as well as give some flexibility to Columbia County in developing facilities and doing some non-traditional economic development. Is that good there? Okay. I'll start. Last week, we introduced the Capital Resource Corporation, or CRC for short, introduced this idea and proposal and option for Columbia County government to be able to consolidate offices, become more efficient, both energy efficient, personnel efficient, operational efficient, a number of efficiencies. This opportunity to consolidate offices into a single location where we would be able to, Columbia County in this case, be able to provide services for the residents in a single location. One-stop shopping, if you may, where a person can come, visit, whether it's Department of Social Services, mental health. And in that handout that I've provided is just an idea of what agencies would work well together in a single location, as well as vacate some of the older buildings that are really not efficient at all, like a 401 and 610 State Street. As everybody knows, this really began, even before I started, began as a search for a new home for the social services, because the building that they're in, the lease is coming up, and for a variety of reasons, as far as I know, the county is not interested and looking for a new location. So the Capital Resource Corporation, the CRC, came upon this opportunity with the vacant Walmart store on Fairview Avenue. We looked at it. The asking price had come down quite a bit. We had took a look at it. I took a look at it. The number of days it had been on the market was pretty significant. And I thought perhaps this could be an opportunity or an option to be presented to the county for an efficient operation center for county government. We've come to, I just want to, actually a couple of months ago, the process started me doing some due diligence. And that's talking to Walmart about the price, what it would be, what the CRC could purchase it for, and what would be the estimate for a renovation of the space into office space to be able to provide sufficient office space to make it financially feasible or potentially financially feasible. I really should say that the numbers are just estimates. We have a process that we want to go through, of which this meeting, we kicked it off last week, with the goal of getting to a meeting like this where the public, where we can listen to the public, provide opinions on the project, or on this option at least, provide opinion on other options, and provide ideas of what could be, what option is out there that maybe nobody has thought of. So the idea is to look at this option and in the next 4 to 6 months begin to refine, get estimates, specific estimates on construction, and to refine all the operating costs that would be involved in this option, and use it to present, or take that, present it to the county, and let them do an evaluation of this. Would this become financially feasible, or is it financially feasible? Is it an opportunity to the county to save some tax money as we get rid of or dispose of some really inefficient old buildings, have county offices working next to each other? I can't even imagine how Randy Wheeler, our IT guy, goes from building to building to building in his car, trying to service computers and the technology that we have. So this is an opportunity for us to look at this option. And again, we're here to listen to other options and ideas and opinions and things of that sort. And bring those back to the CRC board, contemplate them, and see what kind of options we can provide to the county. So for the past 2 months, we've been looking at this, gathering, as I said, some really rough cost estimates without going out to bid or anything like that, without exposing ourselves to any financial exposure in terms of deposits or buying it without getting public input. So we've been in the period of time that the length of time it's taken has been a little bit slow because Walmart is worse than dealing with government and bureaucracy. Having worked in government all my life, pretty much, my career, it really took them, they had to work through their brokers, who then brought it back to Walmart, who then said no, and then they come back to us. I'd make a counteroffer, and we would wait a week and a half, or 2 weeks. So that was really, but that gave me an opportunity also to talk to people about what their feeling and estimate of cost would be. So we're at the point where we're gathering interest from community leaders, political leaders, the community, of their opinion of this. And if we decide to move forward, what we would do would be to sign a binder on the building that for 4 months would give us, at no, again, no cost to us, a fully refundable deposit, to continue to do our process and refine those numbers and get to a point at some time, late spring, of being able to provide what the actual numbers would be and then determine whether it's even financially feasible. Will it save county taxpayer money? And do we get greater efficiencies? If some of you own businesses, imagine taking your business and splitting it up in 4 buildings. It'd be a nightmare. It would be cost inefficient. And that's where we are. And that's about the presentation. You can ask questions, make comments, opinions. If there's something, you know, I've heard everything from Akawamik to Walmart to doing nothing, to buying 25 Railroad, adding on to it, building a new building in Hudson with a parking garage, building a new building without a parking garage. And these are some of the things we are looking at in terms of numbers. So this is just another option. That's really it.
Are you saying that there's going to be some sort of cost comparison between this option and other options?
Certainly, not a detailed cost comparison, but just certainly an idea. I mean, if you look at this versus, for example, Akawama, and you look at the numbers that were for Akawama, the preliminary estimates on this are less money for more square footage than that. And this wasn't really an option in the beginning. As I understand it, the asking price was 3.2. Then they dropped that to 2.7. And then I can tell you that we have an agreement, a verbal agreement. As I said, nothing's been signed, a verbal agreement for something less than that. I can't say exactly what that is until a signed agreement. But if you look at that versus Aqualamic, versus new construction, and those are some of the options we'll do. Yeah. Bill, you're a supervisor.
It's Billy's part.
Okay.
I'll say displeased at the last meeting when I was asking specific information about what agencies were going to move there and things of that nature. And at the meeting, people were kind of aloof about coming forth with that information, but the newspaper already had the press release. You know, so as someone who sits on the subcommittee, I can tell you I was certainly displeased with that. But moving forward,
good.
How is it that we're dealing with a building of 120,000, 25,000 square feet when initially when all these processes started, it was to find a 40,000 square foot building for DSS. Now here we are. I'm gonna say Akawami 2.
Dealing with
125,000 square foot building, and now the new words you guys are using is to be more efficient. And I just want to outline some of the things that you have been saying about being more efficient.
Okay.
For example, Mr. Wheeler driving around to the buildings. Well, I sat on the computer subcommittee, and he's moving the MIS department into being more of a cloud computing department, somewhere they can download software and do more computer controlling for one location.
Sure.
So there won't be all of that driving around and things of that nature. So if we're moving around, it doesn't matter if he's in this building or any other particular building. Also, they won't be moving because he was, before he came on board, when Baxter was there, he was saying they couldn't move because of all the cable links and how expensive it would be to move that agency. So they still are going to have to drive to several locations, whether it's, although you'll have more agencies, proposing more agencies in this building.
Those are all good questions. And don't forget, the whole idea, though, is to propose this to the county at a certain square footage lease space, okay, or lease per square foot. And then they, I would assume, would say, okay, let's look at what we spend at all these buildings and see if it makes financial sense. The other part I didn't talk about is the opportunity, the ancillary opportunities that will be here, that will be available here. The county, in all estimations, there's no way they would ever take the whole building, 125 or so thousand square feet. But the opportunity for an incubator, the opportunity for not-for-profits to have some reasonably cost space where they could locate, the opportunity for senior services, whether it be clinics or senior centers or whatever it may be, just the opportunity for other organizations as well as job growth, providing space for young businesses, which this county is really, that's the future, is attracting young people to grow their businesses here to provide jobs.
Yeah,
that's the other opportunity I didn't talk about.
Well, I kind of want to interject there is one other opportunity that you didn't mention is homeless housing, which is, let's be honest, in this county, we have not taken a real stance, a real protracted stance on how we are going to solve that problem. And this right here, it would present a great opportunity, but it seems as though that no one wants to talk about that.
I'll talk about it.
Okay. Well, I think it presents a great opportunity, and so much as I see the $14 million. How many years will we be looking to pay a $14 million? Debt service on this project if we did it? 20, 30 years?
20, more than likely, but give or take.
Okay.
Don't nail me down on that, because whatever, we have to work out the numbers.
Okay, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
We spend about anywhere from $2 million to somewhere in around there on homeless housing and services. And that same 20 years, we will have spent $40 million if we don't figure out how to solve this problem, trying to house these people throughout the county. Whereas if the county had some type of SRO inside of there and we provided a few staff, we probably could cut that in half. That's more savings than you would get by doing all this consolidation that they claim would save money. And I think that's one option we really need to take a real serious look at. And it seems that people are running away from it, but we better take a look at it.
I won't run away from it. There are 14 and a half acres there with 125,000 square feet. And that presents an opportunity for smaller development. We have to be sensitive, obviously, to town. There's a lot of town representatives here. We certainly would work with them. We'd work with the county. We'd work with the social services agencies, providers, because there's a number of service providers that are not government, that are not for profit. But this development site presents all those opportunities that we could look at. And that's also the nice thing, because we have the support services there. Whenever you do some type of human service center, whether and then maybe housing or anything else, you have to look at the support services that are around there too, such as pharmacies, grocery stores, medical facilities, dental facilities. I mean, you have to look at all that. So this opportunity, 14 and a half acres, presents an opportunity perhaps to do that. And we would certainly take a look at that. I won't run away from that. Yes?
Hi, I'm Michael Cole, the director of community services at Columbia County. And I have a number of responses to this. I have there are some aspects of the trees, and I have some concerns about it also. I serve the residents of Columbia County, but speaking on behalf of our respect to the city of Hudson, impact the city of Hudson. This will have an enormous impact to the businesses on Lawrence Street and the downtown area. I think that needs to be acknowledged. I don't know if it is a can be or should be a driving force, but that impact will be enormous. I would say probably 20-30% of our the people that we serve, and we have approximately 900 clients right now, walk to our clinic at 325 Columbia Street. May not own cars, may not have the money to pay for gas to go. I have concerns about the changes in access that moving out of the city presents.
Okay.
And there may be ways of us addressing things. The problem, I understand, runs hourly. I don't know if our clients who have Medicaid insurance would be able to get vouchers to use that trolley.
Mm-hmm.
It runs hourly. I don't know what kind of access problems that might present, but it will not be as convenient for a substantial number of our clients as the City of Hudson site. I do have concerns or questions, I guess, about the net change in leasing costs. We pay, the Department of Human Services pays a certain amount for the third floor at 325 Columbia Street. And it is, I couldn't tell you offhand whether it's competitive or not for commercial space. But I'd like that to be a consideration, that there certainly not be any increase. And if we could realize a decrease in leasing costs, that would make it more attractive for me.
Okay.
I am a little concerned that although the putting in the center of a retail frequented location in the town of Greenport would be a good thing. I conceptually, there are certain aspects to the one-stop shopping that I feel very positive about. I think the convenience would be appreciated by many of the people, our clients who attend our program. I'm concerned there aren't sidewalks, that there are safety concerns about individuals who would be on foot or using a trolley having to walk back and forth. I'm not sure how the layout would be, could be made such that our clients' use of our services could be kept confidential. It should be said also that my department, and I imagine this may be true for some of the other service departments, have to apply for prior approval for such a change in location for our Office of Mental Health programs and our Office of Alcohol and Substance Abuse programs.
Right.
So that needs to be a consideration in this process.
Right. I mean, you made all great points and all the things that we're going to have to look at. Columbia Economic Development Corporation, which is one of my other hats, had actually done, and it was in the newspaper, had actually done a study of the impact of the social services employees, and it showed a pretty substantial impact. These are different parameters now. That was versus Aqualamic. This is versus it being in the central business area of the county itself. But all of what you said, I don't have any answers for, except for the one I do know is that you do have to go, I understand there are probably several departments that have to go to the state, probably, for a change in location, as well as, I think, design, too, and layout. So when and if we ever get to the point of an RFP for planning and pre-design, that would be one of the qualifications of a consultant, is that they are familiar with that and that, you know, we'd work with your department to actually do that. But everything you said is well within the discussions that would have to be had during the planning process. And if it gets to the point, again, where it's not financially feasible, I would think that then it really doesn't make sense. So.
Well, I also just want to briefly say that I would love to see either some of this space or 601 or 401 or 610 be used for the purposes of homeless housing, special needs housing, for consideration. And I know that the flyer you just sent around said non-exempt. But I'm concerned about the access of our clients to the city of Hudson.
Yeah, and we'll take a look at that and see if it makes sense. There's just a lot of people.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes.
My name is Matthew Frederick. I'm an architect and planner here in Hudson. I'm having a difficulty with the proposal for a number of reasons. We're all looking at two categories, pretty sense to simplify. The social factors is one, and the environmental or sustainability issues involved. I agree with the previous speaker. As to many of the social problems of locating services away from where I would guess most of the audience for those services is. If you took all the labels off the map and put a weighted dot on it for every place there is a person in need of the services, I suspect the centering point would fall right around 25 Railroad Ave. I don't know if I'm saying that clearly, but the greatest population density in Cullman County, am I mistaken? It's in Hudson proper.
Within a certain geographic area. The highest density, yes.
And most of the density population, the greatest density is probably in the area picture. So again, if you weighted that, I suspect the center of need is somewhere around 25 Railroad Avenue. I could be wrong, but that's what I'm seeing there. The damage to businesses by losing audience, I think that's a real problem. The folks having to be transported out there to Greenport is a big problem. I think a lot of disadvantage probably locate in Hudson because they know they can walk to these things. And anybody who doesn't have a car in Hudson, I am fortunate to have one, but if you don't, getting out there is a real hassle, real hassle. The environmental factors. I don't know if the county has a sustainability or green policy in place. If it does or if it did, I would guess this wouldn't really fly in the sense that it's you're putting a facility in the midst of sprawl and you're encouraging a sprawl-based model. Whether or not you can transport people out there or not really doesn't matter when you take into account the noxious emissions, the parking facilities required, the surface water runoff problems that are created from parking lots and all of that.
Well, it's already existing. It is reuse of a building. We would go to, again, if we proceed, would go to NYSERDA to get as much, make the building as green as possible. I also submit that 401 is not the greenest building.
Right, but I would submit, neither is green. Walmart's not green right now, and the existing buildings aren't green. But why not put the location of the county agency in sprawl, I think, becomes an endorsement of sprawl. I think we should be endorsing urban and walkable locations. So I'd like to see whatever the other options are. I mean, we've got the Walmart option. I guess there's another one that was in the air before I ever knew about it. And you said there are other options. I'd like to see them all given equal weight so that we can look at them side by side and really see how they all play out and have a discussion.
Right. And in fact, as I characterize this, this is one option. I'm not sure that the CRC is unless asked to, would actually look at all the options, but I would expect either the county or us would do that. I'd like to hear some other options of what we could do or can't do. Because if somebody wants to talk about the inefficiencies, really, of some of these old schools that we're in, and versus, you know, some efficiencies here, we'd have to look at the numbers, too. I do like reuse of buildings, though. I call that smart growth.
There is, by the way, there's a study done that showed that the first building that is an energy dog, in other words, the steam radiators are belted and the windows are open all day long, that all systems considered, that is still a more efficient model than a freestanding building.
Thank you. Yes.
Karen? Karen is not a Greenport. I'm really concerned about the tax base on that. Mm-hmm. You have any thought on that?
Oh, absolutely. One of the things that the opportunity would be there for, and this would be, again, a negotiation with the county, is that obviously we present a lease rate. And then there's the lease rate with pilot payments. The facility, of course, would have to pay all the special district taxes, fire, refuse. I'm not going to name them all. Water, sewer, of course. But in terms of, you know, whether or not the town, the school district, which is, of course, a big concern, and I know it's a lot of money for the town, I understand that, but it is a lot of money for the school district, too. We would talk to the county about whether they want to pay a lease payment that would allow us to provide a pilot to those taxing jurisdictions. The other concerns I've had and heard would be traffic, about the employees' traffic, clients' traffic, bus traffic, things of that sort. We would, if the town requires or would like us to do, we would do a traffic study. I think that's only fair.
My name is Amy.
I have personal concerns that I'm looking into opening a business in Hudson right now. But aside from that, I see as being the larger problem the conscious and unconscious psychological aspect of moving government out of the city and into a box store, mm-hmm. out among another series of box stores, whereas government should be part of the fabric of a culture, along with its other institutions, its arts institutions, etc. And to move it from a town that has a cultural fabric out to be another box store among other box stores, I see as being detrimental to community at large.
I agree with your statement. But it also comes to a factor, especially in this day and time, of cost. Of should government pay more? If this, I'm not saying this is the case. Should it pay more to stay in a location? You know what I mean? Is that really to the county as a whole, to the county property tax taxpayers, county taxpayers? Does that make sense? Is that something that they want to do? And that's why you have elected officials who then vote on it. So I don't disagree with what you said.
Ken?
What leads you to believe that this particular building, which has been there for, 10 or 15 years, has some sort of useful life that would be cost efficient? How far into this forest have you gotten to be able to say that $14 million is a realistic figure for the renovations that would be sufficiently extensive to that building to make it viable for another 20 years for all of these agencies? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's pretty quick to come up with a number that would be reliable going forward.
Mm-hmm. I'm comfortable that it's in the ballpark. I'm also slightly comfortable it may be a little high, but that's the process to go through. Is to really, get what are the costs? It's a 16-year-old building, built in 93 or 94, somewhere over that period. And that this has been done before. This is not like the first time that offices or an agency is going to go into a vacant store. Ulster County has done it. It's very nice. I haven't been there yet. I've seen pictures. It's very nice. I plan to visit down there. An old Grand Union in Saratoga Springs was redone into a college. Empire State or Excelsior? Are they the same? I don't know. One of those colleges, but, so it can be done. How efficient? That's one of the things we look at. We looked at, the roof may have to be replaced. That's true. I'm comfortable that we're in the ballpark with the numbers that warrant enough, I think, to go forward. But that's why we're here, to listen to other options that are out there that are somewhat competitively priced.
Well, I certainly would. On that note, I would love to see the comparison between Plan B and this project, along with also...
You should explain maybe what Plan B for some of the residents, okay, or you want me to, or...
You can, or they can, but let me first say, sure, that along with the reimbursement costs that would come, which Dave Robinson was alluding to, that wouldn't be done until we got into the hard numbers, which I thought we were. So you can go from there and explain to them what Plan B is.
Okay, you lost me on the last day work. But anyway, Plan B, which was, I believe, put forth by city leaders...
Yes.
Or talked about in the city, is building a 40,000 square foot building, which is where we started. Now, don't forget, we started with the lease expiring at 25 Railroad Avenue, 28,000 square feet. The estimate is that in the next foreseeable future, or a few years, is that perhaps social services may need up to 40,000 square feet. So Plan B was... constructing a 40,000 square foot building at State and Fourth,
in Columbia. Basically, it's those that vacant land across from 401, across 4th Street. With that number, it was also estimated that there would have to be a parking garage to be able to park employees' cars and clients' cars and things of that sort, and house DSS there. Price figures around on that one, you know, it's the 40,000 square foot building, somewhere around 7, parking garage 3.5, so you're talking about 10.5 million for only 40,000 square feet. Now, there is also some benefits to having a parking garage in that area for nighttime for the city of Hudson, and I hate to differentiate because the city of Hudson, last time I checked the map, is in Columbia County. So it would benefit those businesses at nighttime, the Opera House and Club Helsinki and, you know, those sorts of things. So there is some consideration there. But the price for 40,000 square feet of roughly $10 million versus 14 or less for 100,000 and more efficient, or not more efficient than a 40, but the new one. But it would still keep 401 and 610, perhaps, under county ownership and operation.
Now, you mentioned about the study that you're, well, that CDC did, the economic
yep.
study, and you said it would virtually be the same because you were staying pretty close.
I don't think I said that.
Well,
I mean,
said,
I'm going to acknowledge, of course, there's going to be some impact.
Some impact, I said. Right. It would not, would you, do you think it would be the same impact as what was outlined in the study, or it would be close?
I think it would be less.
Less.
No. Come on, it's got to be more. You're taking more people
I
out.
Could say it.
Okay,
that,
if you want to
DSS.
Per person, on a, that's true. Right. It, you're absolutely
okay.
right.
Okay. That's because that was going to be my question to you.
Right.
And knowing that.
Well, what businesses do you think would be primarily hurt?
Well, look, I'm looking, Ken, I mean, it was your agency, the agency CDC, that did the study. They
yeah.
did an in-depth study of what businesses they thought was going to be affected. And it was going to be gas stations, and it was going to be, you know, the lunch shops, the mom and pop shops, and it was going to be, you know, all the ancillary shops and businesses in around where these people frequented.
Uh-huh.
So those were going to be the affected ones.
Uh-huh.
But it also, it like some of these gentlemen back here alluded to, is going to be solely an emotional dismantling of the county seat on top of the financial loss to the county seat. And people don't understand this. As being the county seat, you want the county seat really to be the economic engine, to really be, you know, those types of things. And I know we work hand-in-hand with Greenport, and it's only 3 to 4 miles away, but it's still the county seat, and you would think if we were looking at doing this campus model, you would look at some buildings, like you said, I like to reuse old buildings. Well, why aren't we talking about retrofitting 401 with green energies and things of that nature, and still reusing that building along with a new building? I mean, why aren't we having these talks?
I don't know.
Okay, well, that's a good idea, so maybe we know.
I don't know. Why not? Why haven't they been talked about?
Well, it has been.
Okay.
I mean,
right.
we've
I don't
talked,
know. I absolutely
no,
don't
no.
know.
Ken, we've talked about Plan B a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one other thing, that, I mean, there is the physical aspects, but there's also the city has made a substantial contribution to the county by having the county seat here. I mean, we talk about the tax base. We talk about the fact that this that we have been the home. And provided the services and Plan B was an excellent opportunity to upgrade the city services, and also with a parking garage to acknowledge that the economy of this city could be helped greatly at the same time that the county services could be improved. And I think that, you know, there's a sort of social compact here with the city, with its economic development, with the people here who get those services.
Mm-hmm.
And there was even, to mention it, you know, when 325 was first constructed, if you look back, we've been looking at looking at some of the early discussions about that, and the deal, if you will, was when that was built, when the land was handed over, that would be for mental health.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all of the documents say, yes, indeed, that's for the mental health department. That's for those services to be there. And now 5 years later, we're saying, oh, no, goodbye.
Let me be clear, though.
Yeah.
Okay. We're presenting an option. Those kinds of decisions are made in another body. This is an option. We're not, you know what I mean?
It's okay. Music to my ears to hear that there's more than one option.
Of course there is. Okay. Of course there is. But in terms of price and efficiencies, I can say I haven't seen. Yes, there's no question. And I but I don't think there's any question that the city of Hudson will be hurt. Yes. And I would do everything as economic developer to help those businesses that are hurt. However, you have to understand, too, that if they're going to be hurt, then there are other some businesses that may be helped, too. So you have to look at the big picture. It's a county picture. I should also mention that on Plan B, the city had offered to pay, to make a contribution, that may be a bad word, share in the cost participate in the cost of the garage. So I don't want to leave that out. So. Linda.
I have just a few comments. I always get confused when you speak, whether you're the economic development guy or the policy guy, and I think that all somehow becomes a kind of confuses. Certainly, I'm sure you look confused. And it confuses this whole discussion. Is this an economic development plan, or is it to serve the county committee that was put together to come up with the... I mean, what happened to Bart Delaney's committee? That seems to be put over here. The other day I was at your meeting. There was, like, they asked questions. You didn't answer them very well, in my opinion.
We can try again.
I'm a citizen. I have a right to be a critic of your presentation.
Oh, sure.
And then it was in the paper. You'd have gone to the press already and explained it to the press, but we're not able to explain it to the committee. So those are just comments. And like, I think it becomes a sort of shell game of, well, I'm really not this, but I'm over here. CRC is going to create this idea. We've been talking about this for over 2 years. I have all the plans. We have plan A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and now we're on plan W. The idea is, to me, it's a rather cynical idea of sort of dismantling. And I said this a long time ago, the dismantling of the county seat. And it will hurt Hudson. And there's no doubt about it. And there is, I know it's just an idea, but the idea seems to be in the works and traveling very, very fast down the road. What I don't hear is the issue of... the homeless issue constantly is discussed. It's never, ever part of your presentation. Until today, where I've heard there are 14 available acres out there.
Total
but,
science.
You know, you already have a huge facility that you're now we're in the incubator business. When you're incubating job, what are we incubating? I don't know. It's just a plan. It's just out there. It just seems like another, like, we're chasing. In an economic crisis, which we all, I mean, I think lots of people are struggling. It seems bizarre that we have such a sort of, like, cavalier. Well, we could do this or we could do that. But in reality, it's the county seat. The courthouse is a big part of the county seat. That is never discussed in this plan. And how many trips back and forth? Courthouse. The courthouse needs repair. That is yet to be done. It's under consent order. There's a huge bill waiting to be paid there. We don't talk about the traffic on Fairview. We don't talk about the traffic on Joslyn, which has been under crisis, and it will become a bigger traffic zone in Greenport to move back and forth there. People do walk, and encouraging the idea of walking is really a very important idea. And I don't know, the CRC, I've been in Hudson a long time, the alphabet soup phenomena continues to grow. And the CRC creates another level of an opportunity to buy a building for the county. Is that true? And then we're going to lease it to the county. And then we're creating another vehicle to create another sheltered venue, a sheltered way of creating an opportunity to make money. Somebody's going to make money off of this. Is it CRC? I mean, I think these are, it's all very shell gamey concept of how you're spinning this around. And
unfortunately, the state of New York almost forces you to do these sorts of things because as legislation expires, for example, on the IDA, that really became the impetus behind creating
CRC.
They also, 15 years ago, let 6420s expire and that you couldn't use a 6420, which is a different type of corporation, where the county would be an occupant. And there are several advantages for using and doing off-books financing because it helps the county save money. And we can certainly get into that. And today, tonight, I did talk about traffic. But the way, let me just go through the approval process.
There's one more burning question
sure.
on this.
Sure.
What are you going to do with Akawamik? That's the big
CRC's
question.
Not going to do anything with
Akawamik. I know, you don't worry about that. But you are the county planner. So don't go that route. So you have to worry about that. And the second thing is, the buildings that you vacate in Hudson, that's a big, big concern. What will those become?
Yes.
And I think that is key to this discussion.
Yeah.
And you can't just talk about one thing without talking about the whole thing.
No, you can't.
Mr.
I agree.
County Planner.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when in terms of the vacant building, I mean, I certainly, and I do get confused. There are things that confidentially that I make recommendations to people who do sign my paycheck that I don't make public, and you saw that happen during the Kohl's pilot issue. Vacant buildings in the city, of course, is my recommendation in this case would be is that we do an RFP. That sales price is not that important, but what is done with that property is important. Whether it's occupied, who occupies it, what kind of activity is happens there. That's what I would suggest on that. Akawamik?
If you're confused, what do you think we feel like?
No, well, I can go through the approval process too, or the process, but in terms of Akawamik, I would say there's an opportunity there. And then, so the process would be... but let me also...
That's
no.
not hardly funny.
No, I understand.
You made a mistake. Somebody needs to raise their hand and account for that mistake. And that is one of the reasons why you're getting this. And the county has put you out in front as a sacrificial lamb, and the only thing you can do is grin.
No.
Okay, they put you out here.
Perhaps I
they put you out here, and the only thing you can do is stand out there and grin because you have nothing to hold you up.
And none of them are here.
No.
And none of them are here.
No,
I mean, the supervisors from the immediate area are here. But where are the people who orchestrated the Akawamik purchase?
Okay.
This isn't about
the Akawamik purchase. It was a purchase made by the county. Okay? And what they do with that asset.
Aren't there.
Pardon?
Aren't there.
The,
say it.
I'm not going to
smile.
He's
not saying it.
I'm not going to smile.
Thank you.
Aren't there.
No.
Which is big dream.
And as a county planner, a professional of community development, I do have a personal opinion that that if the county does not use it, that they should dispose of it, or perhaps. Give it to an organization that would use it that would be beneficial to the county. That's really what I can say. Mayor.
Just to piggyback on what Linda said, if this project is successful, will CRC and Columbia Economic Development Corp have a long-term revenue stream coming in?
What would happen? Yes. Because then we'd have to pay off the debt and the operating cost of the building. And then obviously we would take a reimbursement for our staff time in doing that. Yeah.
Kind of self-serving.
I call it economic development.
Yes.
What about the Greenport School? It's for sale.
The Green.
It's got a lot of property too.
It has about 7 usable acres, and that school has, I would say, very substantial development issues. If you're going to use the building, I've talked to a couple of people in the industry, and they suggest the best thing for that building would be, because of when it was built, would be for demolition. Yes?
Go ahead. Oh, okay. I mean, I think this is a good conversation that's happening. I think a lot of people's points are very well made. I think that this is a proposal that should be given some serious concern. Couple things. One is, I didn't see listed on here, maybe it was an oversight, DMV and the clerk. Do they stay at Warren Street? Is that considered county?
Yes.
Okay, so that...
And they would stay there.
Okay, I didn't see them on the list, so that's what I just wanted to make sure I understood.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And I do believe what Linda mentioned, I do believe that the Board of Supervisors, I'll put it on their foot, their step, that they do need, they owe to the county taxpayers a decision on Aquamic as this possibly moves forward, so that the Aquamic issue is not hanging out there as undecided if it is decided to pursue something like this.
Okay.
And I'm telling you this as their, as a liaison to the board.
Sure.
Some of them I know are here.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing is, and I don't know about this too much, but I would venture to guess that as public services continue on over the years, the need for space will change, whether it increases or decreases. So I do believe that not necessarily owning the building initially is not a bad idea. Mm-hmm. Normally you would want to maybe own the building, but 20 years down the line or wherever, we may find that many of these services that are provided in person are no longer done that way. So I think the fact that the county not owning the building outright, whether it's $120,000 or $100,000, is not necessarily a bad idea when it comes to the volatility of public services in general. And then the last point is that I know that there was a lot of study being done when the previous proposals were out there, when it was just DSS moving, of the impact and the number of people who get services. The list of agencies on this is much larger. So my guess is that there are further places in the county that some of these services reach that
right.
We have to think beyond just the DSS and the mental health. There are other services that people would be going to that those individuals may be coming from Clarvick or New Lebanon or Caden more often than they would, say, the city of Hudson. So those are just a couple ideas.
Just an information question.
Sure.
Who's on the board of directors for the Capital Resource Corporation?
All right, let me make sure I get this right.
Uh-huh. Same people as the IDA.
It's same as the IDA, they are. And we do that for efficiencies.
Yeah.
More efficiencies.
I just don't know who it is.
Bruce Bonesack is chairman. Jim McArer is on it. Sid Richter. Bob Stickles. Bob Galluccio. Donnie Klein. That's it. We do have one vacancy. Ellen.
Looking for volunteers to fill that spot?
Yeah.
Good luck.
If you have an interest, please submit a letter of interest.
I just want to ask two different questions.
Okay, just one more. It is appointed by the Board of Supervisors.
Appointed by the Board of Supervisors.
Yes.
In considering this option, who had the idea to pursue it? Was it the Board of Supervisors or its committees that came to the CRC, or was it the CRC that came to the committees, county committees?
Me went to the CRC.
You as?
Chief Operating Officer of CRC. It does get confusing. Look, I'm just, you know, in terms of whether it's CEDC, CRC, IDA, Board of Supervisors, county employee, I mean, an idea is an idea.
But the idea came from you then?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's one clarification. And you say it's just an option. If it's just an option, why has a special meeting of the CRC already been put on the calendar for the 17th of this month?
For consideration of this project.
Let me
explain then what the process would be, for example, okay? As I said before, in the beginning, there's a lot of uncertainties when you're doing a project, and one of them is cost. What are the real numbers? What are the real costs? You know, on the Aquamic Aquamic project, and I mean to smile, Aquamic project, you know, there are numbers that are out there that are in the presentation. Now, they were developed by the County Commissioner of Public Works. That's still a rough estimate. So what we would plan to do is that there is a total of a six-month window in any binder agreement that we sign with Walmart that would allow us to go ahead and get those real numbers. Now, if those real numbers come in and they're not financially feasible, why would anybody go ahead with it? Of course, somebody said to me, if it makes sense, maybe they won't do it. If it makes sense, if it doesn't make sense, they will do it. But anyway, there is that opportunity of no or very small in terms of hiring an estimator or to get specific renovation costs. So there's an opportunity there. And the CRC is going to take into consideration what is said here today, tonight, and we're going to talk about the project. Yes. Yes, you.
Okay. I'm John Lyons. I work for a program called the School and Community Services Project, and coming to these kinds of meetings is kind of new to me, so I'm not going to pretend that I have a lot of knowledge about the money thing and whatnot. But my understanding is that this forum is to present this option and to get feedback from the community, and that this could be an idea that is cost-effective for the county and will also provide better services to the people of Columbia County. So one of my questions is, and I think somebody in the room talked about the number of people who reside in the city of Hudson and receive services from the Mental Health Center, from the Department of Social Services. I'm going to add probation into that as well. That a number of those consumers reside in the city of Hudson. So as I look around this room today, I'm very glad to see the people that are here, but I'm doubting that a lot of the people who are affected that receive services are in this room to give their input. And I wonder if the county is really looking at truly wanting to get input from people, what efforts are going to be made to get some input from the people who this will affect who receive services? Are there any ideas about that? And I like the idea of one-stop shopping. I think that can be great, actually. And at 325 Columbia Street, once upon a time, there was the Mental Health Center, Parsons, Twin Counties, all located under the same roof. However, because it was more cost-effective, Parsons, Twin Counties got tossed out when the county decided to bring in the district attorney's office. There wasn't enough space. So I just wonder, like, out of respect for the dignity of the consumers of these services, what efforts are people thinking about to reach out to those folks to see what do they have to say? What's their input in all of this?
I will certainly think about that.
Sorry?
I will certainly think about that in that somehow we'd have to be able to reach as many clients as possible, which, yes, Hudson certainly has clients, but the rest of the county has the clients, too.
I understand it, but I think there's a disconnect between some of the people who most need services and the ability of them to get their voice out there to be heard. And I worry that in not making a conscious effort to elicit those ideas from that population, that we're really stripping away the dignity and adding to the stigma of who some of these people are.
Right.
That I'm just kind of putting that out there from my point of view.
Not only that, this is a history.
Just can I just not to interrupt?
Excuse me. Somebody's got a white Toyota out here blocking the
RAV4.
We're going to have it towed if we don't get a towed.
White RAV4. Thank you.
Yes, sir. There's a history here of either ignorance and combined apathy towards the people who are recipients of these services has been demonstrated in these past proposals. And you know, you're kind of reminding me, and I appreciate your demeanor in responding to these very difficult questions that we're asking you and presenting to you, because it's a difference between those who have been up there before making these kinds of proposals to us. But we really feel that, like, as John is saying, there is an ignorance or apathy about the experience that consumers of these services have towards this, you know, arbitrary saving money here and not being prudent that anything that's being proposed will actually save money. And the rhetoric about you know, we have to be mindful of taxpayers, well, hell, you know, people are going to pay taxes ad infinitum. So that really isn't the issue. The issue is the community needs to be involved. You make a presentation that could be made anywhere in the Western Hemisphere. It's about economic development. You could have made a recording that could have played in Chicago or Illinois, anywhere. We want to know here in this community, what is your proposal that includes and participates other people who are receiving services and providing them in this community itself, not just in general, not in general, but specifically in the Columbia County, Hudson County City community.
Yes, ma'am.
Several years, Jeannie Stubbleben, I work for Columbia County Human Services. Several years ago, there was from the county a traffic study done. It was a survey. We had to survey our clients, etc. And that was a lot of work. It was put out from the county, and I don't know the exact percentages, but the number of people, the high percentage that walked, that were in Columbia County, that could get rides to Columbia, or excuse me, to Hudson, it was a very high number, those people there. And I'm just wondering, what happened to that survey? Where did that survey go to?
I do not know. I've never heard of that survey being done.
I want to say it was... I was want to say
around the time of the Yakawan
proposal. Mm-hmm. See, I think it was even before that, and then another one was done.
So around 2007 or 8?
Okay, there was another one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And is that part of the transportation study that you've been involved with in terms of developing a comprehensive transportation plan?
Yes.
That might
yes.
be.
Yes.
Okay.
Unrelated
to if that is being considered.
Most of the transportation provided by the county for our clients is to I want to make sure I'm not going to speak Medicaid to a medical facility and back to Albany and back and outside the state even. So, yes.
When do you realistically have to make a decision on all this? It seems like you've been talking about it at least for a couple of years. And if anything at all is going to happen, you certainly raise the value of that piece of property and pinpointing how it is a premier piece of property regardless of what people think. It's strategically located, adequate parks, sufficient parking, one floor. So when you, I think Ms. Cashin suggested this is a site for DSS many a couple of years ago. When do you propose on making a decision? I mean, what's your timetable? I mean, at the very, when are you going to make a decision?
I'm sorry.
When are you going to make a decision?
Let's see. It's a series of decisions.
I say the first one.
The first one could be as soon as next week, but it's not a binding decision. It would simply be a decision to take an option on the property to continue to look at and present it as an option.
Who will make that decision?
CRC board. And at some point, let's say, and I see a lot of recorders around here, so I won't be able to deny anything I say. I would submit that probably around June, perhaps there would be some type of final decision.
But the first step in the decision-making process will happen next week. Could happen next week.
Thank you. The CRC report thinks so. You know, I'm going to take everything in here and you know, we'll talk about it. I'd like to, and I'll certainly talk to Paul and Michael, about reaching out to their clients. There was that, I did see some survey results that showed some percentages in terms of clients that came from the city of Hudson. But I'll look at this. Supervisor Hughes?
Yeah.
Oh.
The question that was brought up earlier by the mayor and others about finances kind of piqued my interest, and also that your knowledge on the finances.
Yep.
The reimbursement that your agency would get, I know you have a good handle on this because you have a good handle on other numbers. What would be the percentage of reimbursement for administration that you guys would get?
For CRC?
For administering this.
Calculated roughly at 5% management fee, we thought would be fair to reimburse for staff costs. Don't forget, we've been doing this, for example, for the soil and water building for the past 15 years. So it's something that we're familiar with. Kathy?
I just wanted to say, everybody was throwing percentages and numbers around. About 6-7 years ago, when we started, the county was going to move the Department of Health out of the city of Hudson. We were going to go to one of the shopping centers, build a new building, same routine, and it was on record until the mayor had talked to the then chairman of the board, Jerry Simons, and we had found out that 46% of the business done with the Columbia County Health Department was done in the city of Hudson. 46%, and that, as soon as that was brought to his attention, that was the end, and that's why that building was built on Columbia Street. And we all know that the number is 56% of DSS clients are from the city of Hudson, and now we just hear that 1/3 of the clients to use mental health facilities are from the city of Hudson. And I think if you go down the line, you're talking probably close to 50% of anything this county does is coming out of the city of Hudson. And here we go moving all the facilities. It's the same arguments over again about transportation.
But can people talk about maybe other options or solutions that would actually, and I've heard of, you know, staying in the buildings, which you know, is expensive and can be expensive, but what other options could there possibly be that we could, you know, talk about?
You were supposed to present those to us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just saying.
That's fine. I'd like to give an opportunity for community to talk about ideas.
Plan B is a very good option. Yeah. We thought.
Okay.
Okay.
At that kind of price for that space. Okay.
I
just have one quick question. How many floors was Plan B supposed to be?
40,000.
Parking plus three? Parking is separate. Okay, so it's three floors off the ground.
Right, and the way that slopes, I understand.
Right,
The combination of Plan B and 401. I mean, 401. If you folks decamp for 401, who was going to go in there and actually put the money into rehabbing that building and figure out a use for it? I think that insofar as you could spend and that the county, not you, has spent money elsewhere, a similar amount of money to rehab that building and stay in it, would be a tremendous contribution to the city, would not leave, you know, a hole, because I suspect that we would be stuck with that building for a long time, or you would, or someone, that building would not be, you know, that saleable. I mean, you're leaving it because you say the rehab costs or the energy upgrade costs or the ADA costs are too, you know, are too great. Who else, why wouldn't other people hear that same message and say, of course, you know, that building is going to stand there, you know, unoccupied for years. And if you rehab that and you did plan B, then you would have, you know, and left at 325, then you'd have a cluster of buildings that were no more than a block apart from each other that would house virtually everything you want to house, a campus that you're looking for. And I suspect it wouldn't cost you any more than what you're proposing for Greenport.
For less space?
How much less?
I don't know.
I mean, you've got 125, probably, but are you going to use 125?
No, you use 100. Proposed 100.
But that's because you're moving everything out. I mean, you're moving 325, you're moving 401, you're moving DSS.
610.
610. I mean, I can't imagine that.
This is a great discussion of whether governments should subsidize an old building just to stay there at the cost of how much, you know. So those are the things that
it can't be. You know, I would appreciate seeing an estimate of what that cost would be, as well as the estimates of the cost. How difficult? I mean,
I don't know.
Mr. Robinson's been living in that building for years. He has to have some idea of what needs to be done. I mean, that should be the easiest building for the county to estimate the upgrade costs.
That would need a godly eye.
And you make my point. I mean, somebody's going to have to
do
that.
And you make mine, too.
Right.
That's interesting.
And you have to do the same to the Walmart building, don't you?
No.
The rehab costs are... It's not a solid agreement.
Yes, ma'am.
10 bucks.
Just out of curiosity, if you evict all of the paying tenants from 325 Columbia Street, who's going to pay the note on that building? The outstanding.
I don't know.
Just something to consider.
Do you know the outstanding note we have left?
No, I don't. Because it's not our road. Well,
it's the county's building.
But I would assume that the county would do an analysis of the cost, in that if they present it to the public that this option or any other option, whether it's rehab a 401 with a building across the street, and you look at it and you say $10 million versus for whatever square footage versus 14 or 13 or whatever less for 100,000 square feet, and then you look at all the other ancillary factors, that's how you make a decision. You don't make a decision by not having these kinds of conversations. That to me, I'm a big believer in public process and public presentation.
So your assumptions are pretty optimistic. I hope you're right. You know, that such discussions will take place, because historically they have not. You don't have to answer that.
I'm still
right.
Yes, Victor.
Well, I mean, to that point, you say that that having these discussions is what has the decision, you know, which adds to the choice of the decision making process, the decision-making process about the purchase of Aquamic, every single person spoke against the purchase of Aquamic, and they still purchased Aquamic, and it sits there empty. So that belies your...
And look at the state of New York is in shambles, but everybody got reelected just about. I mean, I understand.
But hear that, what he's just said.
No, I did hear it, and I understand that, but that's not my responsibility. I am.
But they put you out here, though.
Solutions.
But they're putting you out here.
I'm looking for solutions.
Exactly.
To
you're the poster boy. You got to take it. You got to take it.
That's right.
I'll take it.
Okay.
But you know the
it seems
the,
as
you have to look at the options, though.
It seems as though we've already bought this, and now you're selling it to us. That's what it seems like.
That's not true at all.
Well, that's what it seems like.
Even if the decision is to sign the binder, there's still no exposure at all, and we continue to look at it. How else do you do it? How else do you do it? This is my job. You're right. I'm supposed to be doing this, and I'm doing it. You're right. Mayor.
And in all due respect, just what Victor had to say, after the Ottomanic public hearing, if you will, where everybody spoke up, it was unanimous, everybody spoke up in opposition, you know, the county board chose to purchase it anyhow. And then it went on and made a conscious decision to say, you know what, we've heard enough from the public, it probably wasn't a good idea, let's create a space utilization committee and let whatever decision they make be binding. Well, they had a series of meetings, okay, and they come down to a binding decision. Let's place ESS in the city of Hudson. It's down to two locations. Once they got that far, then the board pulled the plug. They had no more meetings after that, and then quietly thereafter, there was this little witch hunt going after this proposal right here, in which we established clearly that once the Space Utilization Committee made its decisions, the board itself says, not so fast, we're not going to agree to that two-location decision in the city of Hudson. Let's start looking at alternatives. It was only, I think, a week or a week and a half after the Space Utilization made that commitment to keep DSS in Hudson. Incidentally, two headlines ran, DSS to stay in Hudson. It was only a week or 2 weeks after your crew was out to Walmart looking at that as a possible site. And from that point on, it's been building up to the point where we knew this was coming. It was just a matter of when. So it really, I don't know what this will do to that. It doesn't mean anything. They're not genuous. They're disingenuous on the county board of supervisors. It doesn't matter what the public has to say. They're going to do what they want to do anyhow. So it really, to me, that's why we feel sort of helpless. I'm worn out myself, personally speaking. This to me is we've been through this for 2 years. We've been through public discussion, public debate, meetings in church basements. You know, we knew, and the county knows exactly our position. You're just new to this. I mean, essentially, we've been through this for a long time, and at this point, they made it even worse. Now they're taking not only DSS, but they're taking every agency not bound by law out of the city of Hudson without doing any other studies. That's a proposal. Think about that for a minute. Any agency not bound by law that needs to stay in the city of Hudson, we're taking out. And you try to think for 1 minute, that won't have an impact on everybody. Of course it will. So
I don't disagree on that. Ted?
I think the county has a general obligation to do the best possible job for its people at the most economic price. And right now we've got 401 State Street, which is an old school, might have even been built in the 19th century. 601 State Street, which is an old school. And the DSS building, Ms. Jones here made a remark about, well, one of the things that needs to be done in the study is to try to determine what the people who are getting these services, how they feel. And I think if you look at the DSS building and you just go there with a client or you just go there for whatever you're going there to try to basically get your benefits. You wait in this room that just an awful situation. It's overcrowded, and I mean that just calls for a new building. I understand the discomfort that a lot of people in this room have with the whole Aquamic process. But really, this is a different process. The members of the CRFC board are basically business people from the community. they understand, and actually they're here tonight. I saw at least three of them here tonight. They understand the concerns that the people of the Hudson area have for the effect that this might have. But the other side of the coin is this possibly could be a golden opportunity for the county to basically develop a structure for the 21st century and to get out of the 19th century. And it's certainly worthwhile looking at. And if it can be done properly, if it's the most cost-effective project, and if it basically takes care of the issues that the city of Hudson has in a proper manner, then it'll work. And I think it's worthwhile investigating, and I will say that I am confident that the CRC board will not proceed with this project unless those questions are answered. This is a different day than Ottawa-Lomac, and the people of the CRC board are not going to go down the same road as the Ottawa-Lomac, and so I think you have to differentiate that project.
How many CRC members live in Hudson?
I have no idea.
Is there anybody on the CRC board
that
doesn't have?
No.
Okay.
How many Hudson people?
I just like to follow up on what Ted said. I'm Bruce Bonesack. I am chairman of the IDA and the CRC, and we believe this is great feedback. We're not the Columbia County Board of Supervisors. We are business people from the county who are volunteered to work with the IDA, with the CRC, and with Ken. And Ken isn't here representing the Board of Supervisors. He's here tonight representing the CRC. And when we discussed the possibility of this being an alternative, we just felt it was too good not to look at. And that's why we're doing that. If it doesn't work out, if the Board of Supervisors decide that this doesn't make sense to them, it's their decision, not ours, to make this happen. But we're putting forth the effort, we're putting forth the time to investigate whether this is feasible, whether this makes sense for the county or not, and just turn it over to the Board of Supervisors for them to make a decision upon. We're not going to make that decision. What we're doing is just the legwork to determine whether it's feasible, whether it's not feasible, whether it's a win-win, whether we can also do some incubator space there as well. So it's just want to let you know that we just felt that this was an opportunity that we shouldn't let go. And we're just looking at it as CRC. We don't represent the Board of Supervisors. And Ken tonight here is not representing them. And we did not get pressured by the Board of Supervisors to do this. This was our initiative. If it works out, it works out. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But we felt it was an opportunity at this time, with the interest rates being what they are, with the facility being available, with it being 14 acres, with the other things that possibly we could do out there as well, the incubator space that we could possibly utilize, it just lends itself perfectly to economic development. We're in a terrible time right now, there's no doubt about it. But economically, we're going to come out of this. And for Columbia County to look for the future, we just felt it was too good to pass up. Whether it makes sense or not, we'll determine that, and then we'll pass it on to the Board of Supervisors for their direction.
So whose interest in terms of economic development is it to move 300-plus employees out of City Hudson?
Well, this is what we're looking at, and we'll take everything into consideration, what we're hearing tonight, and we'll look at it further. But we really appreciate your input.
Thank you.
A couple more, and then if it's okay, if you don't stampede, we'll, I guess, quit. Linda?
No, I heard this when we were talking about Ottawa-Lomac. It is square feet and how much it costs and economic development. This is about human services, and I think that is really key to this discussion. It is about people and the struggle to get services and have the ability to have confidential, so they're not harassed, worried about who, where, all the privacy issues. There's a courthouse issue. There's a lot of issues that are beyond economic. It's not about economic development. These are about human services in a county seat that has a long history. I understand the taxpayer. I think the board really needs to reflect the people. Again, I think you haven't heard from the people that it serves.
But
But imagine this. If we could do it more efficiently, maybe we could help more people for the same price.
I don't hear you talk about the homeless issue. It is a major issue.
That's not my responsibility.
Linda. Ken, please.
Ken,
what is your responsibility? You are the county planner.
Yes.
So you don't have any issues? That's not part of your...
I have not been asked.
So who has to ask you?
My bosses.
Who's that?
Board supervisors.
All right, see, this is the double speak. First, it is the board, then it's not the board.
Well, the CRC has nothing to do with the homeless issue, so if you got to keep that separate. But go ahead. I'm sorry. Yes, sir.
Folks with the tape recorders could maybe play this back and see if, in fact, the word efficiency isn't the one that comes up the most.
Right.
It sure seems that way to me. And I think it's really a question of at what place in the whole picture are you evaluating for efficiency? So maybe by some measures, this makes the department more efficient. But I would also argue that a social services department, its fundamental obligation is not to itself, it's to society. And you make your department more efficient, yeah, you can provide more services. You know why? Because the county is going to need them. Because you pull people out of Hudson who would rather have services here, you make their lives a lot more difficult, you introduce more hardship, you're creating a net inefficiency at the larger social scale. Efficiency at the department scale, I think, and inefficiency at the county scale.
Supervisor Hughes, and then we'll wrap it up if that's okay with everybody.
I have more of a comment as a supervisor and not directly to you, Ken. When we talk about efficiency, and I mentioned that earlier, that was the new buzzword that I kept hearing repeatedly as well. But when we start talking about efficiency, let me explain what I see we as the county are doing. You look at efficiencies, we haven't done much to look at consolidating our agencies to try to make more efficiencies there. We haven't done much to build on top of our technologies to make our agencies more efficient. We haven't done much in the way of transportation and making that efficient. We chose to take this point and stand on this point and say, we're going to make things more efficient. And then we'll go back and look at those issues of whether we want, once we get all this 125,000 square feet, we might decide we're going to consolidate and we only need down 60,000 square feet. Why haven't we done that first? Let's look at consolidating our agencies. Let's look at consolidating our transportation services within the county. Let's look at all those things, and then let's see what kind of space we will need. They're doing it, I'm not even going to use that word, but they're doing it backwards.
What word is it? Well, Supervisor, you're certainly one of my bosses here. And I was asked to go back and reorganize, and I don't know how many other departments were, but I just want to point out that I was and I did. And we've tried, and planning, economic development, budget, we're going to save about 12% from this year to next year, which I'm pretty proud of, and it's one of the things I should be doing my job. I guess two more comments, then we'll wrap up. Yes, ma'am.
Is it possible that some form of decentralization might actually be a better way to serve all these people, like have an office in the northern part of the town area, you know, eastern, western, you know, maybe four different places or something. You know, maybe there's a counterintuitive way to look at this. You know, maybe bigger isn't always better. You know, with gas going up all the time, it might be better to spread things out more.
Yes, ma'am.
June 2011 is when DSS lease runs out. Am I correct?
I'm sorry.
June 2011 is when the lease for DSS runs out?
I believe either it's...
I'm pretty sure it is.
Well, no, but I know, and I don't know. I know they're looking at having... renewing at least through the end of next year. I don't know the status because
the task force has been looking at this and looking at this and looking at different opportunities, and here we are, June 2011 is coming very quickly.
It is.
And as someone just said, DSS could be homeless soon.
And I think that's why the CRC board members have
wanted to take a look at this and at least try to pursue it. Now, that does not preclude any other option or whatever being pursued, too. Any other thank you very much for coming. Oh, okay, one more.
There are more variables in feasibility than you are looking at. All we are saying to you is look at the other variables in feasibility, particularly the service.
I will send these comments, some of these comments out to social service and mental health and get their feedback.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you.